us anymore.
This is Flipside. I'm Todd Steed. Joining me via Zoom, you've heard of Zoom, I'm sure, is Cecilia Wright. She has a new recording out. It's called Another Human. Cecilia, great to see you again. Hope you're doing well up in Kentucky. Tell me, what inspired you to make this record?
It was probably kind of a curious mix of existential dread and hope and stubbornness and probably a lot of really positive and negative things all combined together.
What were you dreading?
Oh my, well, I just, you know, this past 12 months has just been, my anxiety is ramped up, and I know I'm not the only one. Just adjusting to everything that's been going on with COVID and not seeing family and not knowing like what all of this is going to mean for the future and opportunity, you know, my work and a lot of things, but.
Yeah, see, it's got to be different for you because, as I mentioned earlier, I'm now officially old. And one of the advantages of that, there are few, but there are some, is that I feel like, you know, hey, if it doesn't all work out, if this destroys our society, well, you know, I had a pretty good run, you know, but I do feel sorry for my nephews and nieces and people like you. It's got to be a different kind of dread than I think for young people, because it does seem like this is a very different era than I've ever known even.
Yeah. You know, and I don't want to sound like I'm just full of self-pity and my life is so awful. It's not like that. I mean, I still feel really hopeful for a ton of things in my life. I feel very optimistic, but yeah, it's a strange time because I turned 30 and I was really excited about turning 30. And like, I'm not usually a big like milestone birthday kind of person, but there was something about turning 30 that felt really, really exciting. And I'm also about to graduate with my master's in music therapy. And, you know, I just felt like I was getting some momentum going. So for everything to just kind of like crash, it was just such a shock, you know. And so I definitely spent a lot of time kind of having to adjust my expectations, I guess, and like just kind of come to terms with how fragile things can be. And it's been a lot to process, you know. And but I've been extremely fortunate too to have a lot of creative projects that I've been able to kind of fuel my energy into, including this album. And so, yeah, it's funny, you know, I think we've all been through so much and it's so hard, but we also all feel like we have to be like, to amend those statements, be like, well, but I'm so fortunate. It's like, we kind of all have gone through this awful year, but have also like, I don't know, found some gratitude in that too. And it's like, it's hard to know how to like express how you feel about it because you almost feel guilty, you know, focusing on the negative, because of course, like I'm so fortunate compared to so many people. So it's a very awkward thing to navigate having to, kind of answer the question, like, how have you been doing? It's like, I don't know how I've been doing. It's a very complicated question right now.
Did making a record really help?
It really did. Honestly, it really gave me something to like pour my energy into and my emotion into. And it gave me an excuse to connect with friends who are musicians and even my best friend, Sarah Jordan in Houston. She did the cover art. So, so that was really healing in a way, just having like, hey, I'm doing this with people I love, with my husband and some of my closest friends. And we've got this thing we're making, and like, it felt really good just to have this reason to kind of come together and connect in a project.
The opening song's called 5 a.m. And I have to ask you, did you write this song or start writing this song at 5 a.m.?
You know what? I actually did. I wrote it at 5 a.m. It might have been like, 5:05, but it was very close to 5 a.m. And I woke up in the middle of the night, like I was doing so many nights, and I was just like filled with just wondering how people in my life were doing that I haven't been able to see So I woke up at 5 a.m. and I wrote those lyrics and eventually went back to sleep, and then in the morning I kind of put it to a guitar part.
5 a.m. I'm counting sheep. Why won't God just let me sleep? Nobody knows the shape I'm in. I'm chugging along. Drink some juice. The vitamin C will help me be a better me. Nobody knows the shape I'm in. I'm chugging along. She sells seashells in a pyramid scheme. She's gonna buy a diamond ring. Nobody knows the shape she's in. She's chugging along.
You know, there's a state of mind that happens, I find, when I wake up. Like, actually, I prefer writing right after, after I've had my first tea in the morning, more so than at night. I find there's just a freshness in writing, especially early like that. Were any other songs written in the early morning, or was that the only one?
That's a good question. I think that was the only song I wrote in the early morning.
Does your mom drink malt liquor on the roof, or is that someone else's mom? I'm sorry, malt beer. Excuse me. I would never cast such an aspersion.
I'm pretty sure that she has, yes.
That sounds
if that's not accurate, Mom, I apologize, but that's something you would do. She has played fiddle on the roof before. She has a picture of herself where she's like up on the roof. She, clean the gutters, and then she's like playing fiddle.
Fiddler on the roof. I don't know. Yeah.
She's very brave. My mom is very brave. She has like guts to do things that no one else does.
Did her bravery influence you on how you approached your songwriting and your performance? Or did any other way did she influence what you do artistically?
Yeah, well, she's an amazing musician. So of course, hearing that my whole life has influenced me in the way that I hear music, and her passion for music obviously has had a huge influence on me. But yeah, she is a very like brave, kind of gutsy person. And I've never really thought about that, but she probably has helped me to just kind of find that courage to go for things. And I don't think she's ever directly said, "Hey, you should be courageous," but she's led by that example, and she just goes for the things she wants to do. So,
having a parent that is like, classically trained, for those that don't know, your mom is a cellist in the Knoxville Symphony once again, right?
Yeah,
they took a little break. When you gave this music to your mom to listen to, did you worry about like, her coming back and going like, that cello part should have been a little different, or did she give that kind of feedback?
I really have to give her credit because, of course, she has that classical background and her ear is amazing. And if she wanted to rip something apart, she could. But she is so accepting and appreciative of like folk styles and popular music. Like, I really appreciate her open-mindedness, and she's never been anything but just encouraging of me exploring whatever I want to explore. And so I really appreciate that, and that's helped me to just feel more relaxed about like doing the things I want to do.
How tough are you on yourself? You know, like when you're recording this, did you ever say, this isn't good enough, or let's do it again? Or are you finished recording a piece and went, ah, that will never get that? I mean, I'm just kind of curious how other people handle this particular thing.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things that we redid. We rehearsed before we went in the studio, and we were pretty clear on what we were going to do. And but especially with singing, I do not consider myself a singer, so that's probably when I got most frustrated and did the most takes. Is like, I know what a good singer sounds like. I know what I would love to sound like, and I just have to like approximate. But that was probably when I was the hardest on myself, is with singing, because I just don't have that training and that experience. So
Do you have a favorite song? Like of one that you would be likely to listen to, or you would play for somebody first, you know?
yeah, I think as far as like just the vibe of the song, I really like Life Version 1 or 2. It's kind of just got this, I don't know, this feel that I like. I like the kind of overall sound of it. As far as the story, even though it's kind of simple in a way and it doesn't have a lot of lyrics, I probably like Another Human, because it really kind of came from a place of like really important questions to me, and just like feeling really lost in this specific moment in time, and really wondering about my future.
What does it mean?
It's going to be interesting to go back and listen to this record in 10 years, you know, because it does, it really documents, I feel it documents a time and a place without being, you know, there's no COVID blues, you know, or anything like that on there. But it.
The Jeff Bezos blues.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a song on there about a lot of these songs sound true to me. Like they sound like these are things that actually happened. And there's one song that sounds like you were in an accident in West Virginia. And I actually knew, you know, when I started listening to songs, like, oh, I remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
Was that difficult to write and relive all that again?
Yeah, it was difficult. And I was a little apprehensive because other people were involved in that accident. And, you know, I didn't want to tell the story in a way that would like bring negative things up for anyone else. So on one hand, it was hard, but it kind of felt good to like process it in a different sort of way, because it was a really traumatic experience. And, you know, I was also just reflecting on the fact that it happened in the state that I was born in and grew up in. And I associate that place with like safety and warmth and like childhood memories. So I think it was good for me to sort of process like this horrible thing happening in a place that, having to kind of like, I don't know, rethink my relationship with this place. I mean, it's kind of abstract, but.
I thought
the title itself, you know, I mean, it's definitely, I love like little musical nods or references or in jokes or whatever you call them, but Take Me Home. I mean, that's a reference obviously to John Denver.
Right. Yeah. I kind of wanted to do like a twisted John Denver reference.
Did that experience, that was happened while you were touring and you're in West Virginia. Did that experience in any way, like, I'm wondering, after reading the lyrics and listening to you sing it, it's like, does that make you like not want to tour anymore, or feelings like that?
I mean, I've always been kind of nervous in the car, and I definitely dealt with some, I guess, you know, post-traumatic stress after that. And to this day, like, I've never been quite the same in the car, and there are certain scenarios where I get really nervous. So yeah, it's... yeah, it's frustrating. And I know a lot of musicians, like tour musicians, who've been in car wrecks, because that's the nature of being on the road all the time. You're just more likely to go through that stuff. And like, I've talked to like a lot of musicians who have been in really scary car wrecks and have had to kind of deal with that.
What feedback have you been getting, like, from people, in general? Have you gotten any like feedback that surprised you or really made you happy? Or
I've had a few women that are close to my age who have commented on the song Another Human, and just that like questioning about starting a family and having to kind of reconcile, like, you know, always having hoped that that would be a really viable possibility, and then maybe kind of having to rethink that for different reasons. So yeah, that's some feedback I've gotten from a few different women. I mean, overall, I've been really touched with the feedback that I've gotten. And I mean, I had no idea what to expect. So anyone who's like, hey, I've been listening to your songs and I really like them for X, Y, Z reason, I'm like, I mean, I'm really genuinely touched, because I honestly never would have thought that I'd have the opportunity to do this, or even like, kind of the guts, I guess, to put out my own songs, feeling like, you know, aware of the limitations of my voice. But I'm really glad that I did.
I guess my favorite, if I had to choose, I think actually my favorite's the closer, The Courage to Be an Absolute Nobody, because first of all, I love a great title. I feel like when you can come up with a title like that, the song almost writes itself. Did you come up with that title first?
So I have to give that proper credit, because that actually came from Franny and Zoe, which is a J.D. Salinger story.
I knew I'd heard it.
And that line always stood out to me, because when I read that book, I was starting to read. I mean, this was probably like in high school. It was a long time ago, but I was starting to read more about like Zen Buddhism and you know, just learning about like the ego and all of those things. And that line always just stood out to me. So I basically just started with that line and then just kind of tried to imagine, it's going to sound really pretentious, but like imagine an ego death.
I used to be irreverent. Take what's mine. In line. But now I
Cecilia Wright from her new recording, Another Human. That was the track, The Courage to Be an Absolute Nobody. You can find her music on her Bandcamp page. And if you're not familiar with Bandcamp, it's a great app and service that independent musicians use where they actually get to keep a nice chunk of their earnings. So, hey, cheers to them. All right, I'm Todd Steed. I'd like to thank Cecilia Wright again for being our guest. We're going to finish out with just a little bit of Make You Happy. Thanks for listening to WUOT.